Okay, quick pivot here. There's a good chance that sweet potatoes will make a showing on your holiday table this Thanksgiving. But this member of the Morning Glory plant family, did you know that, is not just for holiday meals anymore. Americans are eating more sweet potatoes than in decades. Farmers churning out numbers we haven't seen in 70 years. Christopher Husted from Harvest Public Media traces the roller coaster history of this once again popular vegetable.
To understand the rebirth of the nation's love for sweet potatoes, we should first go back to the time when potatoes were in high demand.
In a world where millions are starving, America has become the breadbasket as well as the arsenal of democracy. Our farmlands and ranges must produce more food than ever before to supply our own needs and to help our fighting allies.
A lot of things were hard to get during World War II, and potatoes were easier to raise than some of the other vegetables.
That's my grandmother, Joyce Heisey. She grew up outside of Philadelphia. Her grandfather farmed potatoes and their orange distant cousin, sweet potatoes.
And then some things were rationed, so you had to do with what the best you could.
Planting 20% more potatoes this year than last, farmers in one American state seek to beat their 1942 crop record, 42 million bushels.
Regular potatoes and sweet potatoes were a staple in American victory gardens and on dining tables. Why? They were cheap and really easy to grow. And back then, we didn't have sweets like we do now. So, sweet potatoes satisfied that sweet tooth at a discount for Americans strapped for sugar and cash. Grandma Joyce says there were dozens of ways she and her friends cooked with sweet potatoes.
Sometimes baked sweet potatoes.
Mashed sweet potatoes.
Put some butter and salt and pepper in it.
Your grandfather, he'd like a casserole.
Almost like what they used to call a pot pie.
Bake that.
By the end of the war, farmers here were growing more than 3 billion pounds of sweet potatoes. But when soldiers returned home, people went back to work and the economy hummed.
It became cheaper to buy russet potatoes than, you know, to grow your own sweet potatoes.
April McGregor grew up on a sweet potato farm in Mississippi and wrote about the history of the root vegetable in her book called Sweet Potatoes.
We really had this sort of movement away from farming families, small farming families in the U.S., into working people, more industrialized jobs. That means people purchasing more of their food instead of growing it.
Industrialization of farming and the rise of processed foods left sweet potatoes in the dust. U.S. production dropped by 1 billion pounds right after the war, and it bottomed out in 1980. Fast forward to the 2000s.
I've saved my best tip for last. This is actually my personal favorite meal. I have it a lot. It's the sweet potato.
The TV host Dr. Oz was one of many sweet potato converts. For anyone cutting bad carbs or going paleo, the hearty sweet potato was a godsend.
All these diets that are, you know, have tons and tons of followers are really touting sweet potatoes as being this superfood.
As Americans were encouraged to cut sugar intake and eat more fiber and antioxidants, the sweet potato, chock full of vitamins, began to show up on plates again, as well as in grocery stores and fast food joints. Top chefs incorporated them as a quintessential Southern food. In 2000, Americans ate about 4 pounds of sweet potatoes per person. Today, it's nearly double that. McGregor says farmers noticed, especially tobacco farmers.
Right now, the largest producer of sweet potatoes is North Carolina. Those are tobacco farmers that have switched to sweet potatoes because it's a relatively good cash crop to replace tobacco.
There's one more piece to the puzzle. David Trinkline is an associate professor of plant sciences at the University of Missouri.
In the last 10 years, there has been a tremendous increase percentage-wise of sweet potato exports, a lot of them going to Europe.
Northern Europe, to be specific, where it's too cool to grow sweet potatoes. Today, U.S. farmers export more than 10% of the total supply. So, hungry Europeans? Check. Decline of tobacco? Check. Health-conscious Americans and chefs into local food? Check, check. Add up all of these factors, and U.S. farmers produced nearly 3.2 billion pounds of sweet potatoes in 2016, a number the nation hadn't hit since, well, you know when.
American farmers are working overtime to produce the food to win the war.
For Here and Now, I'm Christopher Husted.
And Chris's story comes to us from Harvest Public Media, a public radio reporting project that focuses on agriculture and food production issues.